Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Municipal issues were discussed as KSRM's coverage of Decision 2022 focused on the Kenai City Mayor's race. It's going to be decided on Tuesday, October the 4th, between incumbent Mayor Brian Gabriel and challenger Tia Winger. The subjects discussed included the news surrounding the city manager leaving in January, bluff erosion, public involvement, retail and bringing businesses to town, city finances, and economic development. The candidates talked about what fruit could grow from the city of Kenai spending $100,000 on the waterfront redevelopment study. Tia Winger.
In this process, we do have a brewery and a restaurant that will be coming in there. And the Port of Kenai actually announced in our meeting that they had sold. And their plan for their property is about 16 acres property. It's the key part of that land. And they want, you know, to put a historic museum in there for the fishing industry so that they can showcase the over 100 years of history that they have on their property. They wanted to put a hotel, condos, and if you've been down there and seen the view, it is absolutely beautiful.
Brian Gabriel.
The power of messaging can't be overstated here. Once we made that announcement, shortly thereafter, there was a property owner that worked with Cassix to bring them in. They're Cassix Brewery from out north, they're expected to start breaking ground here in the spring. So what this does is it just provides the possibility of a public-private partnership. What can we do to help facilitate the growth down there, but obviously have an anchor business down there to bring things to bring other people and other businesses is just key.
Other subjects discussed included what makes them a better candidate compared to their opponent, the role of mayor in the city of Kenai, and the most pressing issue facing residents of the city of Kenai. And if you missed the Tuesday night election forum, it's online in a web post at radiokenai.com. In Anchorage, a Service High School student is in police custody Wednesday after making a threatening phone call that put the school into lockdown. A spokesperson for the Anchorage Police Department, Renee Oystad, said that the school is back open after the initial threat was called in to Alaska Police Dispatch around 7:30 a.m. Wednesday. A message from Service Assistant Principal David Little to families sent out Wednesday morning said the lockdown lasted 35 minutes, starting at 7:35 a.m. and ending 8:10 a.m. Oystad said that there have been no reports of injuries. The threat to, quote, cause harm on school grounds was received via phone call at the school, according to the spokesperson, activating patrol officers and school resource officers to respond and place the school into lockdown mode. Officers discovered a student at the school made the phone call and took him into custody inside a classroom without incident. Police said no weapons were brought to the school and the student did not carry out any actions to harm anyone after the phone call was made. Charges for the student have been forwarded to the Alaska Division of Juvenile Justice, according to Anchorage Police. The email to families from the assistant principal said safety is the school's number one priority and that they take all threats seriously. In the message, Little said, a counseling center has been established at Service High for students who are feeling anxious with the situation and wish to talk with a professional. I will continue to keep you informed if any new information becomes available. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me, according to said message. According to the Anchorage Daily News, the threat was called into Anchorage Police Department Dispatch. Police declined to provide additional information due to the fact that the incident involved specifically a juvenile. The student in question has not formally been identified, according to report.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.